You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Radio. This is TwitchCon Edition 2018. Danielle is getting interviews and conversations on the show floor. This is Helicon Gaming's Go XLR brand manager, Craig Frazier. Helicon Gaming's Go XLR gives you control of your audio like never before. With a 4-channel mixer, you can control the volume of all your audio sources in real time. This conversation is with Daniela and Craig Frazier. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm here with Craig Frazier, brand lead of Helicon Gaming, here to talk to us about the Go XLR. I found out about this a little bit before coming to TwitchCon, and I knew 100% I had to get him to sit down and talk to me about this because I want to know more and I want to be able to share it with you guys. So yeah, tell us about the history of your company and what you guys are doing.
Sure. So I'll try and give you the Coles Notes version of it. I had been customer solutions leader, which is like a project or product manager at TC Helicon for about 7 years. And that's a company that makes vocal effects for singers for live on stage. So think guitar pedals for your voice. We do harmonies, all sorts of fun stuff like that. While I was doing that gig, I've always been a gamer. I was watching Twitch off the side of my desk and started seeing all of these audio issues that streamers were having with getting themselves out on stream and sounding great. And it was like, wait a second, all of these tools that we have for the stuff we do for singers is really applicable to guys who are doing streaming, and I think we can bring some technology to them to help them out. So got in touch with Bikeman and Sacreal and a couple guys like that way ahead of having a product. Went to TwitchCon a couple years ago and sat down and had lunch with them, and we literally drew on a piece of cardboard, like, what is your ideal product? What can we make for you? I was sort of going, like, here's the tech we have. Here's what we can do. What do you think? And back and forth and back and forth. Went back to the office and started developing it and kind of gaining internal support for the idea of, hey, I think we can go do a gaming thing that will actually be relevant and awesome and for the streamers, and got really excited about that, and then continued to work with the streamers all the way along. Came back last year with a prototype that, like, made a few bleeps and bops and that kind of stuff and lit up and still got a really positive response. And so we continued on the way, and then we're able to bring the launch to TwitchCon this year. So super exciting.
So what is it that the Go XLR does that's going to make everybody's life a lot easier? Like, how are you taking the complicated, scary 12, 16 input mixers and making people's lives easier?
So typically, when a streamer starts, they get like the streamer starter pack of a Yeti mic and a webcam, and they go. And then at some point they say, I want to increase my ability to do stuff with audio. I want to sound better. I just, you know, want to get more into audio. And their only choice is to go to Guitar Center and buy a whole bunch of audio gear and then get completely intimidated by it and potentially give up. What we're really good at is making complicated stuff fairly straightforward in an integrated package. So what we looked at was, what are the core things that people want to do when they're streaming that they want to control? And the big thing was, like, my music's too loud while I'm streaming. Well, I don't want to dive into 3 menus, or I don't want to learn how to set up a giant mixer board. I just want to have a single little slider that I can say, bring the music down, like, really quickly. I want to be able to mute stuff when I want to mute it, and I want to be able to have my game on its own fader and all that kind of stuff. I want to make fun voices for my crowd. I want my audience to have fun with me, you know, doing silly things or singing or doing whatever that makes it fun. And the other guys sort of came and said, we really want some sort of soundboard or some sort of sample player that we could, like, get audio files from the internet and play fun stuff in front of everybody, or even make a live meme with someone and actually record yourself in real time and play it back. And I looked around, and there was absolutely nothing that was like that, and specifically nothing for streamers or gamers. And I think that was the big struggle, was trying to figure out how to bring the package together in a way that made sense for people who are not audiophiles. They don't have a lot of experience. So we distill things like routing that would be a bunch of cables or programs down to a series of tick boxes. You know, what would you like to go in your stream? Tick here and tick the boxes. Oh, now it's in my stream. What would I like to hear in my headphones? Tick the boxes. Now it's in your headphones. So a lot of that stuff was really taking our expertise with these singer industry, you know, pieces of gear and bringing them together into something that was really intuitive that you could just step through and get a really killer sound.
So what are the compatibility of it? Is it going to be is it Windows-based, Linux-based? Is it going to be compatible with Mac?
Yes, no, no. So most streamers are using PCs, like 90%+ of the market. So the app that we've developed that rides on PC is quite integrated with the product itself. And we didn't have the development resources to do a Mac version at the same time. So for now, it's on PC only. But if the community asks us for Mac, it's not impossible. It's just a hurdle we'd have to get over in terms of development time to get there.
Okay, so I guess here's a nitty-gritty. What's the price point and the release date of this?
So the release date is, what time is it? It was like, midnight this morning was when it went live on Amazon US. We're doing a US exclusive for the first run of product. It's a limited release, so we're kind of like, we'll give it to the US and they'll probably buy them all and then we'll have to figure it out from there. And it's $399 US. So when you look at the cost of an audio interface, a mixer, a voice changing device, some sort of sampler, we also have like EQ, compression, de-essing, gating, all that stuff that makes your mic actually sound amazing before it goes into any of the stuff. That's all built in there. So that's a fair whack of gear that you're replacing down into one unit. So we figure it's a really good value.
Okay. So you said you can get it over there. That is like once you pre-order it, when are we expecting it to like come out? Like can we have it in our hands? Like can I have one today?
Well, there may be an extra one at the booth, maybe pre-production. As far as I understand, we're going to have like in users' hands in mid-December. So it comes to Amazon sometime after the second week of November and then has to sort of take some time to get there and get distributed and all that. So we're hoping Christmas presents will be cool. And then the wave two will come out for orders after that. And then that availability would push to January and then the next wave would be February and so on and so forth.
Awesome. Thank you for that, all that information. So where can we find out more information about GoXLR and about yourself?
The best place to follow us probably right now is on Twitter. So we're just at Helicon Gaming. There's also helicongaming.com. And you can follow me. I'm Juderis, but it's hard to spell. So it's J-H-U-D-E-R-I-S on Twitter. And we'll be putting a lot of stuff out in the next several weeks, little tutorial videos, stuff that you can kind of see behind the scenes a little bit on and show you how to use it and what other features you haven't seen. Because obviously right now we have the launch video and some streamers and stuff, but we're going to be really kicking up the content over the next little while. So you'll have a lot to look at.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Of course.
Hey, thanks for listening to our Twitch coverage. For more information, visit theshowradio.info.